Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Oh, and spring has sprung.
Oh. Finally.
It's about time.
Finally sprung.
Spring, the warmest season.
It really is. Now, let me ask you guys something. Well, I don't know if you guys just saw me do this, but... And you, Tim, you don't wear glasses. Jeff, you wear glasses occasionally, but mostly contact.
I don't wear glasses, but I squint. And it, my
your vision
optometrist
gets
told me to squint. And yeah,
he told you to squint?
Yeah, I can see perfectly when I squint.
Oh, you look like an actor now.
Yeah.
You look like
James Dean.
Like a De Niro.
Hey, how great to meet you. I'm James Dean.
James Dean was such a Elvis ripoff.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm James Dean. Ah!
I'm James Dean. How?
I got some Elvis news for you, too, in a second. But what I just did, I don't
what,
know.
What, he ate another peanut butter and fucking banana sandwich?
The guy loved that stuff.
Yeah.
I just grabbed for my glasses to adjust them, but I'm not wearing my glasses.
Right.
I'm wearing
contacts. I saw you pinching at the air saying, what's going on?
But I don't know. What am I doing over here is my big question. Now.
Yes.
Elvis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I went to a record store the other day. I told you guys I got a record player, right? But I don't have any records.
Vinyl. Warm analog tones.
Used vinyl coffee shop the other day. I don't drink coffee. But I went in and I said, all right, I need a record here. I found an Elvis live from Hawaii in like 72. But
yeah.
The front of the thing is so funny. Maybe I'll show it to you later because it's out of reach. It's like a picture of Elvis in space. And the whole thing is like, Elvis from Hawaii via satellite. So
yeah.
The front of the album cover is advertising that it was a satellite. I don't understand
right.
What.
Because by the 70s, Hawaii isn't exotic anymore, but satellites, now that's worth putting on the cover.
But it's like from satellite on record? I don't get it.
It's so funny. I think the TV performance was on satellite.
Yeah.
But I think that's so funny that the technology was such a big idea to then have it be like space theme. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's whenever a technology is new and you talk about it too much, like right now we're like, AI is kind of funny. And you're like, yeah, well, in the 2 months, it'll just be a normal part of life. But right now, it's a fun novelty.
AI.
The movie AI.
Folks, if you want to know more about AI,
ooh, yeah.
If you want to know more about the movie AI and the technology AI.
Plug it, baby.
Head on over to the Sloppy Boys Patreon. We got the blowout happening every week, and we talked about a few weeks ago we talked about AI. We had an in-depth convo.
Yes, and if you'd like more information about the film AI, you're going to want to contact Haley Joel Osment. He's got on-set stories you can fill you in.
Sure.
And on that episode we had three AI experts join us. And I'm talking, of course, about Jeff Dutton, Tim Kalpakis, and Mike Hanford. Okay. We were the experts that day.
Yes.
Culture vultures.
It had to be. We had to be. It was against all odds. We talked about AI for an hour.
Well, because look, we're musicians, first and foremost.
Yes.
We don't care about podcasts, especially not this podcast. Maybe the blowout. Maybe. But we're sitting here on the precipice of the cutting edge of pop culture saying, what does AI have to do with me?
Right. And what people don't realize is that AI will have major implications and impact upon the way in which society, frankly, functions.
I like when you're when Tim is talking that way, he says impact in a different, he stresses the different syllables. It's impact. Nice. You know that he's getting down to it.
Right, but when I'm talking about my colon, it's impacted.
Oh, that's for a different blowout.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of blowout.
Speaking of new stuff. Yeah. This isn't booze news. It doesn't warrant a segment. Okay. But I came up with a new slang term.
Oh.
You want to hear it?
Whoa, no. Yeah.
Tim, ask me what I think of your shirt.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think of my shirt?
Oh, it's great, man. That's the boss's dog.
Like boss's daughter?
The boss's dog.
Dog. Oh. Okay.
All right. Let's. That's okay. That's dog. For the summer. Let's get that going. Oh, man. This pool party is the boss's dog, Jeeves.
Yeah. You see that movie?
Start calling your friends Jeeves now.
Yeah, I saw it. That's the boss's dog.
Oh, yeah. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy 3? I haven't seen it yet. What did you think?
It's the boss. It's the boss's dog.
What did you think? Is it anybody's dog?
Is it anyone's dog?
So then, if let's say your boss happened to be John Arbuckle, you just say Odie or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be the next, like when rappers kind of take that and switch it around a little bit, then it's going to be like something, something. Oh, that was just Odie.
Yeah. And then people, and ODB will probably say Odie, you know, and that could be kind of a whole kind of
thing. That could be good.
Jeff, you had a different phrase you tossed off.
Left-hand grab.
I made a left-hand grab.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that again?
That's like an unexpected move.
Ah, yes.
Would you be like, you know, Jeff
a
was
dastardly
hitting,
move.
Jeff was hitting on this one woman all night, but then right at the end of the night, made a left-hand grab. He went home with a brunette. And she raw-dogged him all.
Oh, no, come on.
Pegging come on. And pegging and pegging him without a condom.
Oh, Jesus.
Oosh. Well, we've gone off the rails in a record time.
Okay, can we please get into
Wait a minute. We're not all done with our shit chats yet.
Yeah, I haven't even talked about that. Look what I'm eating. Zapp's Hotter in Hot Jalapeno Potato Chips.
Ooh, Hotter in Hot? Is that how it's
hotter,
spelled?
Kind of like Hotter than Hot, but it's Hotter apostrophe N.
Hotter in Hot. That's kind of like, who wouldn't love that? It's kind of the same way of talking. Now, speaking of hot stuff, this leads so perfectly into what I'm about to talk about. We remember, of course, that a couple, probably a month ago on the blowout, we did hot wings, hot stuff, hot.
Oh, yeah. In our warm singulars episode.
Yeah, hot ones. That's what I'm saying. We got the hot ones sauces. I've been playing around with that stuff. I fucking made some mashed potatoes the other day. Cheesy mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Put a few drips of that stuff in it.
Apollo?
The Apollo, the hotter, the second to hottest one.
The last dab one, right? Yeah.
Yep. It was so good. Mm. It was just enough heat. It put a little tingle in your lips on each
breath.
That's great.
I would have never thought mashed potatoes with a little breath heat.
And because a potato is going to soak up that spice real good. All that starch, you could probably put a couple drops in there.
And you don't eat much. You don't eat much.
No.
And that's good, Mike, because you're an old school potato guy.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You were for a time known for your innovations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still am.
Putting a pickle in
apparently.
There. Apparently. It's nice to see that you're keeping the old fires burning as far as like coming up with new potatoes.
You got to keep the spark alive. You've been eating potatoes for a lot of years now. You got to.
Yeah, Mike, how do you keep the spark?
I'm coming out with Cherry Coke these days. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I got the classic. Now I did the diet. Now I'm doing Cherry Coke. I'm jumping it. Let me tell you, I ate these things. They were the boss's dog, my man.
Ow.
Nice. See, it's working.
Get it out there.
All right. Now, can we finally get to booze news?
Yes.
Bip, 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 hit it.
Ooh.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Stock.
Darling, don't you go away.
Cut less hair. New summer dew. Why are you doing more of your job than I want? More of your job than I want. More than I want to pay for. I every time I get a haircut, I say,
oh man.
Wow.
It's booze news, you dated our Captain Airheads looking bitch.
Oh,
hey.
Cut Less Hair was sent to us by the great Zach Mack, aka the ghost of Craig T. Nelson, on Instagram.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Damn.
Pavement parody.
He knows all the apps, huh?
Yep.
He's the king. That, without having all the booze news submissions in front of me, that's the best one we've ever had.
Damn.
Oh, wow. That was so good.
When it gets to booze news, yeah, that's very good.
But just like hearing that from, I love that song and I love Pavement. So just hearing like Tim's voice prattling on
less
about like
hair.
Haircut.
I was summer do.
This, of course, was my rant about folks, barbers. When someone says they want a subtle snip, give them a subtle snip. Don't go chopping all their hair off. Same thing goes for Marvel movie executives. Make less film. We want a short film.
Here's one for you, Craig T. Nelson. Don't go chopping my hair. I will go chopping your hair. Do that. Do something with that now.
Yep.
You got it.
They all have to be hair themed.
We need to say things more that are just close enough to lyrics of songs that people can
cut in. Yeah, just bait people.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I heard was that,
is this one?
You know, the video of Drake on SNL doing, no, was it SNL? No. Hotline Bling.
That was his music video.
Yeah.
That's
Trump
just, like,
did it on SNL.
That Trump did it on SNL. Of. That's what I was thinking of. The reason
and Trump did it very well. He's funny.
Sure,
continue.
Sure. A very funny dance. I heard that Drake was meme baiting with that video. He had like solid color backdrops and was doing a lot of like funny points and funny dances and like funny gestures, hoping that the internet would like put things in his hands and look at things. And it worked.
Yeah, the one, the kind of yes, no meme took off.
The yes, no meme.
Then he kind of flat out did Toosie Slide was like just a flat on TikTok trend. So this guy is... He's definitely got a cell phone because he seems like the type of guy who's probably looking at his mobile and learning all about the memes.
Yeah, he's definitely got a cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, you used to the call me that... on my cell phone.
Mm.
Oh, maybe he doesn't have it anymore then.
Right.
Or maybe she doesn't have the cell
phone. She still
anymore.
Makes the late night booty calls, but he just doesn't have a phone anymore.
You'll have to dial up my landline. I told you this before. This was I got my Dave and Buster's pen, by the way. I'm sort of using that.
Is that the one you won?
I won this.
Did you win it?
I won the tickets, the tokens, that would then allow me to purchase this at the Dave and Buster's toy store. My theory, I've said this out loud before, is he had that one album called Scorpion.
Scorpion.
I bet he picked an emoji. Like he saw a scorpion as an emoji. And it's like it's not a super used emoji. He probably was like, all right, this would be a way to get things going with that.
So this guy has a mobile. This is a mobile Great. Owner.
Now, it's smart of Drake to pick his emoji, right?
Yes, yes.
Because I remember around then, people were using the snake for Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Right.
And it was like, no, don't. I'm not a snake. Don't use that. Whereas Drake says, I picked one up for you. It's a scorpion.
Wait, didn't she... The snake was like part of her tour or like her... Aesthetic for a tour or something?
She might have embraced it. I think people were saying, remember when Kanye was like, oh yeah, here's the video of us talking about how I could say your name in my song.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then people were saying like, oh, maybe Kanye's the good guy and Taylor's the snake.
Ooh. People were also calling Elizabeth Warren a snake, right? Remember that snake emoji going in all of her tweets. You
really?
Don't want to do anything too slithery, folks. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your reply guys... are going to turn quite amphibious, will they not?
Like that long reptile, the snake.
Reptile.
Yes, I guess snakes are not amphibious.
I guess snakes aren't amphibious after all.
give me this. Certain snakes have quite a few amphibious tendencies.
Yes, yes. Be it freshwater or salt, there are snakes that swim in the water.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, a true amphibian is going to be a frog.
Frog. Mm-hmm. That's right. is a toad?
Mm-hmm.
He is too. Okay.
Well, Toad is 32. Anyway, you guys ready for some booze news? Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Okay, so summer is coming, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is.
We're now in spring, the warmest season, but we're soon coming to an even warmer season, summer.
The warmest season, but there's one warmer.
But there's one warmer, is there not? And so we've recently had a bunch of new hard beverages drop. I'm talking about, you know, either canned or bottled malty beverages on the trend of the decade so far. Mm-hmm. And I thought I would gamify this one, so maybe it'll go utterly viral. I'm going to tell you three brand new hard beverages,
ooh,
recently dropped Buzzy Bevs. And I want you guys to tell me which of these three would you be most likely to buy and taste? Which, okay. If you're thinking, picture yourself summer 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing,
I'm there, man.
What's that?
I'm there, my man.
He's there,
my man.
I'm there too.
Okay, you're wearing your summer swimsuit that you haven't even purchased yet. You got your new summer do that you haven't even snipped yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which of these do you want to be chilling with poolside? Bojangles Hard Sweet Tea. Bojangles is a big fast food chain in the South.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Jarritos Hard Sodas. The Mexican soda brand has come out with their hard sodas.
Attractive.
And the third one is Bud Light Chelada Tajine with that beloved limey chili powder that we all love to crunch.
Now, is Tajine a brand name? Or is it? Oh, good.
So this is a brand collab.
Wow. Good for them.
These, by the way, Bojangles, our friend Dylan from Deer Blanca told us about Bojangles. And then Jarritos came to us from Pumpkin Seed Chain. And Bud Light Chelada Tajine came from Costco Hypebeast. Thanks to the slop. Heads
now, Tim,
for keeping me abreast of the stuff.
Now, Timmy, can I throw a fourth one at you?
Fuck yes.
Here comes a new challenger. Simply Spiked.
Simply the lemonade.
Simply the juice has come out with Simply Spiked Lemonade.
Now, I would like it if it wasn't single serving. If it's in the Simply Lemonade jug, that's intriguing to me.
No, it's not. You don't have it. Nope.
What were the flavors of those other ones, Tim? The Hornitos and...
The Jarritos, they call them the Cantaritos. I'm looking at Fruit Punch, Mandarin, Pineapple, and Tamarind. Okay, I love Jarritos Tamarind. That's very interesting too. You know what? For me personally... So I'm not a sweet tea guy. I didn't grow up in the South, so sweet tea is simply too sweet for me. And I love Tajine. Love it. And I love micheladas and stuff, but you know,
it's that red,
it's like that red crunchy salt that's on some micheladas and,
right.
And
do not like
it's chili. Okay. But, for me, I think the fact that they included
some
tamarind,
some keep going.
I was
going
to condemn them for not including tamarind, but they did. So that's what my vote is. What is the,
you got to go for that one. Cause also it's a variety pack.
Yep.
I'm going for that fruit punch.
It's in the glass bottle, too. Punch. That's nice.
Ooh. Give me that punch.
I'll take that punch.
Now, is Jarritos?
Yeah. That's how I say it. Could be Jarritos. Wrong.
They make Mineragua also, right? That's their Topo Chico? Ooh. That's the...
Mineragua. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jarritos brand. Ooh, that's a good water.
There's also a good Mexican soda that's like a sangria soda, but it is non-alcoholic, but that could be... boozed right up.
Ooh, and Timmy, you made the point the other day that we haven't covered sangria on the
I know.
Pod.
I was at a Spanish restaurant drinking sangria, and I said, why can't these guys get their act together? Why can't Mike and Jeff get their act together and have sangria on the pod?
I don't like sangria. I don't think I like alcoholic drinks anymore. You're mentioning all these, and I'm like, disgusting, disgusting.
Well, you don't like... Well, yeah, I understand you. These ones I'm offering you are all like these kind of sweet malt beverages. You don't have to get revved up about those, but sangria, Michael, on ice, gets a little melty.
That's red wine with fruit in it, right?
Yes, Michael.
All right. I'll give
it a shot.
Is
that all it is?
I mean, it can be all, much like a Pimm's cup, you can go nuts with it, but at its core, It is red wine with fruit in it. Lots of people add sugar. Lots of people add some other booze to it. They can make a good sangria at El Cid here in LA, where we've played a bunch of times. Nice little, you just got to get it on ice because it's very sweet.
Put kiwi in that. How about?
Oh,
how about
God.
This? Would it be weird? You tell me. Tell me if this is weird. Get yourself some rainbow sherbet.
Oh, yeah.
Throw that in there.
Man, I haven't had rainbow sherbet.
That's cold and fruity, isn't it?
Okay.
I used to have that shit all the time when I was a kid, and I haven't touched it in three full decades.
I feel like I used to see punches all the time with blobs of weird sherbet floating around.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. And everybody'd say, I want the blob. No, me first.
I'll have blob. Hey, you know what I had recently that was most excellent? Was an affogato, which is a espresso over vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh.
Most espresso delicioso, monsieur.
Hot meets cold?
Hot meets cold, and when they come together, they're as warm as a spring season.
And it's an alcoholic thing?
No, but let's if I were to reach for the Kahlua or perhaps the Di Serrano.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man. I was having dinner at Mario's Italian restaurant in Lake George, New York, and I said, you know what? I said, you guys got a full bar? And they said, yeah. And I said, I'll have a Di Serrano on the rocks. And I said Amaretto on the rocks, and it happened to be Di Serrano, but they poured me just a huge goblet, like a 4-ounce pour. It was so great. It was like I was having dessert with my meal. Damn. With my linguine and clams.
Oh!
Not to mention the clams casino and the fried calamari appetizer.
Ooh, calamari. Not so sorry. I'll take some.
Dr. Caligari.
I was at a steakhouse last night in New York City near...
Which one?
It was called the Strip House.
Oh, baby. Ooh. Love that place.
And I had a martini... gin martini, and the waitress brought over the chilled glass and then had it in a tiny shaker and poured it.
Yeah,
but right before she did it, before she just set the glass down, I said, oh, I ordered a martini, not just the glass. And we all had a laugh, and then she poured it in, and then I'm sure she spit in my food.
Because you made her look like an idiot.
No, it was early. There wasn't a lot of people around. She had a laugh. We all laughed.
Yes, sure.
Have you ever seen this move? I just had this recently. I was eating at Houston's out in Pasadena. Beautiful restaurant. It's a chain. It's a part of the Hillstone family. Mm-hmm. But it's a fantastic restaurant. I'm drinking a martini. I'm about halfway down. And the waitress just offers, like they do this all the time, she walks over with like a glass straight out of the freezer and was like, would you like a new glass? And I was like, yeah. And she poured the second half of my warm martini into a nice new frosty glass.
There you go.
Brought it back down to freezing.
Back to life.
Wow, that's nice. Attention to detail.
And I turned to her and I said, lady, you're a hell of a gal.
Now, those martinis, when they're around me, I do not, there's no time for it to get warm. It is right gone.
Here you go, Mr. Hanford. Here's your second one, Mr. Hanford.
Sure. And I bet you the steak in your belly is thinking, oh, I'm safe down here.
No, no.
I'm alone down here. I'm safe. Oh, yeah? Look out below. Here comes the martini. Flying down the tube.
Buzzsawed right through. You.
Piercing through the meat. Well, this doesn't even give me a chance. I haven't even ordered yet. I'm three martinis. I'm under the table, and I don't even order anything. I just hold up a crinkly $50 bill, and they take it, and I roll out of there.
Will this cover it? Did we all say Jarritos? We all said Jarritos.
Yes.
It's official. I'm going to try that Bud Light Chelada Tajin on the side,
do it straight up. You don't have to be secret about it.
Well, we've kind of stopped doing the seltzers and stuff on the pod, but if we're all interested in Jarritos, it could be worth doing. Just saying.
That could be good. I mean,
well, it's better that than Bud Light.
But here's what's even more fun. What if you got a normal Jarritos, took a sip, poured in tequila, and did a walkie-talkie popo no-no-no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's much better. That's a good summer drink.
Oh, one of the warmer seasons of the year. Warmer than winter. Summer, it's warmer than winter.
You know what we could also do? Check this out. Or maybe this is just like to fuck with the format. We do a special Popo No-No episode. And we do a big shootout and nail it down to who's the best and what are our faves.
But we should do it on a walk. We should record on mobile mics.
Yeah.
How about take a bramble ramble? We take a bramble ramble with a popo.
You gotta record yourself talking to an officer of the law.
Oh shit!
Wow. While you're taking sips,
he's like, "Hey, why is your breath stink like vodka?
Why are your pants all pissed and you're recording a podcast?
Sir, put your shirt back on.
Are you one of these slobhead morons? This what the fuck's up, Denny's? Anyway, I wanted to say something for real." remember a few weeks ago on the pod, I was saying I did a little bramble ramble in Frogtown on the LA River. You looked at me like I was a fucking freak. And then, Jeff, did I not show you how the beautiful river path stroll through Frogtown? Yep. Isn't it nice? Yep.
I can show you the path.
Shining, shimmering, paved. So now all that's left is Mike is the only one looking at me like I'm nuts when I talk about this thing.
I'm looking at the two of you like, what? These guys are going on a Frogtown bramble ramble. I think I'll stay on the opposite coast. Thank you very much.
Oh, Tim, we should shout out. What was the drink we had at the Frogtown Brewery, the frozen fella there?
Oh, yeah. It was a beer cocktail that was frozen. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I simply forget.
I think they have two. One is a sour and one is like they're like seltzer, but they do them frozen style.
And it was when I see frozen style, I'm like, ooh, that's going to be a sweet dessert. This was nice and beery.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Uh-huh. And while we're shouting out Frogtown drinks, I got to say the Michelada Verde at Salazar. Oh,
dude, that was great.
Oh, Salazar is great.
Yeah, man.
Now, Tim, you said you were talking about that frozen drink at Frogtown. And you said you simply forget, but would you say you maybe simply forget?
Yes.
That's
when you make it.
Hey. Yeah, we don't talk. That's your boss's song.
That's the boss's song. That's
That's the boss's song.
If I found Andy Samberg's dog's name, then I could start using that as a cool phrase.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, here's another thing. In the booze news related topics. This is more of an ad than anything. Okay. I am hosting a show in New York City. If you're in New York City, come to the show. It's on May 23rd.
Oh, nice.
At 8:30. Doors are at 8. It's at this space called Planet Showbiz. It's you can find it when you get tickets. But it is, I'm a writer at the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And a bunch of the writers, past and present, are getting together to do a show, and we're raising money for the Entertainment Community Fund to help people who, as the strike goes on, the writer's strike goes on, this money helps people who are not working because of the strike, but they're not writers, if that makes sense. Anyway, we're raising money for a good cause.
That's great.
It's interesting because I am a writer, but I don't identify with the entertainment community because I'm more of an art guy.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, sure. Well, you're like, you're on your own level.
Yeah.
I would say guru. You've been guru statused.
Guru.
Mike, where'd you say it was Planet what?
It's this new place called Planet Showbiz. It's 212 Showbiz. East 52nd Street in New York. But come on out. It'll be fun. It's a big show. It's a big lineup. We got some bunch of people.
It's too bad it's not Planet Fitness. I might see you there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, folks, if you're in New York, come to that. I want to see you there, and I want to see you laughing.
Nice. Is that it for booze news?
Would you please wrap it up? Yes.
That's it for booze news.
Okay. Jeff, can you put a little flapper 1920s music under? Sure.
Oh, we should say funny things like cat's pajamas and bees knees and all the funny. We should we should say flapper stuff.
It's flapper week here on the booze news.
The bramble ramble.
The bramble ramble show.
It's not booze news anymore.
Well, this is news to me. Okay, folks. So is that music now playing, I'm
yes,
sure?
Yes, it's, yep.
Okay. Okay, folks, it's the 1920s. Hey.
Oh, God.
Prohibition is underway. Whoa. Well, no. We got to get our booze somewhere.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Oh, my, oh, me. It's the time of the Hollywood. Everyone loves Hollywood silent pictures. Oh, who's that? It's old Humphrey Bogart. How are you, Humphrey? Leave me alone. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, oh, look who's coming down the red carpet now.
Oh, the star-studded.
The floppy-shoed, thin-caned clown, Mr. Charlie Chaplin. How you doing, Chuck? Leave me alone. Okay.
Not a friendly place.
Now, ooh, who's this starlit delight? It's why it's Mary Pickford, the actress and drink of the day.
Yeah.
What do you say, Mary? Wow, you excited for your next picture? Go away. Okay, that wraps it up here in Hollywood. All right, today we're talking about the drink.
Wow, Mike, that really drew me into a time and a
so
place.
So transportive.
Yep, good. That came to me. You know when I thought about doing that? Right when I said to Jeff, ooh, can you play some of that music? I said, I gotta do something here.
Wow, it was so tightly scripted, though. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did, yeah, the little laughs and things I scripted in there.
Right.
We're talking today about a drink called the Mary Pickford. Now, did you guys know Mary Pickford was a screen legend?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know that.
What did you think she was, or you just didn't hear of her?
I just didn't realize that I hadn't heard of her.
Well, I just knew of her because of Pickfair. Douglas Fairbanks. She was married to Douglas Fairbanks.
Yeah.
They had a house called Pickfair.
Pickford Fairbanks Studio and United Artists were sort of co-founded by her. And she's one of the, I'm just reading off of Wikipedia, one of the 36 founders of the Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Whew. Now, Mary, you could have picked a better name.
You joke, but United Artists Theater, where they had their big premieres, where Mary Pickford would have been, is now the Ace Hotel.
Downtown?
Downtown.
Wow. Oh,
there we go. Yeah. Did I see a movie there? Maybe I saw John Mulaney there once.
I think that podcast PCAST Festival was down there.
Yeah.
We've seen a couple things.
And I saw Nanette.
There was a Bang Bang premiere down there at one point.
Certainly.
Hmm. Well, anyway, Mary Pickford. So she was a big star of the silent era. And I think I'm just reading here, a career spanning five decades. She's Canadian too, Tim, just like you, kind of. Hmm. So she was married to a man named Fairbanks. Now I got to look up the other fucking article. Doug Fairbanks. Yes, Tim, very good. And this drink was invented in Cuba. Okay?
What?
That makes sense.
Mary Pickford and her husband, Douglas Fairbanks, were down there shooting a movie. And I think they were with Charlie Chaplin because he was Fairbanks' friend. And a bartender named Fred Kaufman made up a drink for Mary Pickford that was sweet but had a kick, which was like Mary Pickford's acting style, apparently. She's sweet and had a kick.
Sure, that's her whole thing.
Yeah, I guess. beep, 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 beep. That's kind of all they have. There's you can read articles about it that's like, but that probably didn't happen that way because there's no record of them being in Cuba at that time, and they never shot a movie
together. Checking the logs on that sort of thing? Let her have her drink.
Sounds like the work of David Wondrich.
Yeah. But if she was there or not, it's definitely named after her.
Okay.
Or for her.
That's cool that it uses Bacardi, like our other Cuban drink, the Cuba Libre.
Ooh, Jeff, you must be a future seer because I haven't even mentioned the ingredients yet.
Are you a future seer?
Uh-huh, a future seer.
Wow. I'm going to be a future seer too as well and say it's interesting to use Luxardo because that's in a Hemingway margarita, which is Cuban.
Ooh, Tim, you must be a precog.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, let me give you what's going on here. The ingredients for the Mary Pickford. 45 milliliters white rum. That's the Bacardi Jeff was just talking about. Mm. 45 milliliters fresh Joie de Pine. That's pineapple juice for the non-French.
Ooh, equal parts so far. Pretty good.
Equal parts so far. Hey, let me get, here's an impression of me.
Mike, I knew, I didn't. I saw that there was Joie de Pine, and I brought something else.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Is that big, tall, yellow glass sitting next to you?
Yes. It's as yellow as the pineapple juice, is it not?
Yeah, it works, I guess.
Yours is steaming, though, Tim. It's still almost bubbling.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, here's a stupid. Here's an impression of me half hour before we started recording. Oh, shit. I don't have pineapple juice. I ran out and got pound juice. Okay. Next, 7.5 milliliters maraschino Luxardo. 5 milliliters grenadine syrup. That's all the ingredients. Pour them into a cocktail shaker with ice. Shake well. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. Garnish is not applicable at this time.
Nice. I don't need the clutter all the time, you know?
At this yeah. time. We may check back later and find out you have to have a big apple slice.
Yeah, in the ever-evolving IBA world internet website.
Yep.
So, yeah, there you go. It's easy to make. I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm liking this a lot of pineapple juice.
Sure.
Could be too juicy, too flabby. I don't mind.
Yeah,
I like
it. I had to run and go get that pineapple. I was also happy to see. I thought pineapple juice would be expensive. No.
Cheap.
You get a six-pack for like $5 of Dole, not from concentrate.
You know what is Dole. Expensive?
The little dudes.
I'm Dole. You know what's expensive? Eggs near me have gone down. Butter's expensive.
No.
What?
Is this new? I don't know.
What kind of,
I thought there was a time butter was $1 a stick, and now it's like $8.
What's your stick, dude?
Packages.
What's your brand?
You
doing challenge over
Land
there?
O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes. Yeah, okay.
Land O'Lakes.
Nice.
Have you ever seen the trick little prank thing you do with the Land O'Lakes?
I think
yes, Tim. When I was a child,
they don't have her on there anymore. The native girl is not on.
Too many
there.
People were turning the knees into the boobs.
Yeah.
Damn.
Of course I did that. Of course.
I don't think that's why they took that image off the thing, but yes.
Yeah, I don't know if that was quite
the think there was
a brief period in the middle where they were pictures of her and her knees were tits.
Hmm.
All right. Weird. Can we go make
that
these drinks?
Yeah. That was I'm saying it was weird. I didn't like it. I thought it was
yes.
pornographic.
I know. We know you think it's weird. Yeah. I'm just saying we're almost getting redundant
well,
now.
You made the point right. like, oh, this is so expensive. This is so expensive. You know what's not that expensive is the Sloppy Boys Patreon, which saves you from having to listen to these ads.
Yes,
that's true.
For only, well, actually, no, it is $10 for the ad-free tier, but it's worth it, I would say.
Well, but that means you also get the Sloppy Boys Blowout, the best podcast in the digital realm, and mm-hmm. you also get Questions for Lennon, the funniest podcast in the mobile space.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all kinds of other perks, and you get access to the Discord where you can be talking with slopheads, and you can say, hey, Tim, here's some booze news. Hey, Zach Mack, loved your booze news theme. Hey, I'm hobnobbing. I'm meeting people. I'm having the time of my mm-hmm. little life.
Is there a way that a Patreon person could spend even more?
Yeah, there's a tip jar.
Oh,
they could go in there. No maximum.
Load her up. They could even, did we mention the... Sty?
Well, that's
folks getting the sty.
That's for the elites, you know.
That's for the elites. We won't even mention it here. If you're an elite, you probably already know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really have advertisements for Rolexes in every magazine. They don't need to advertise.
Sure.
If you have to ask, you'll never know. Okay?
And if you're sitting here listening and thinking, none of that's for me, well then guess what? These ads are just for you.
Hell yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Mary Pickford's in hand.
Okay. Looks to me like you two both went with Rose's Red Grenadine.
Yeah, they're bright
pink.
That's
right. Ooh, Tim.
Mine is nasty looking because I went with kind of a fancy grenadine, but just made it. It would have made it brown, but maybe I didn't put enough because this kind of just looks like.
It looks like orange, yellow, green. I can't tell what that is.
Yeah, it looks swampy.
Like a little
slimy.
Maybe I'll have to splash some, round two, I'll splash some roses in there, brighten it up a bit.
Or just red food coloring if you have it.
Hmm. Love it. This thing looks like, it's like neon pink. Mine, you can't really tell, but it's like, looks
quite
like
pink. It
looks like a Cosmo.
Yeah, it's very Cosmo-y.
Sips.
Here we go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very Hemingway, Luxardo-y. Nice.
Mary, quite. Contrary. Ooh, that's pretty good. You know, I don't like the Luxardo taste very much.
Overpowering.
But this one, yeah, I could probably do a little less of it, but this one really doesn't overpower it as much as it does in other drinks.
Mine got overpowered. I have trouble measuring in these small increments.
Yeah.
Because it's all below the 10 milliliter line. I'm like, oh, right. What's going on down there?
I know, I do. It, what was that? That was like 7.5, right? I do like half of the small part of a jigger.
I should that, be using
would be
the,
15, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go a little less.
Depending on your favorite jigger, of course.
Yes.
Of course. Standard American jigger.
feels like we you should like I bet like a teaspoon is probably 5 milliliters mm-hmm. or something like that, mm-hmm. you know. But
let me read this to you, you two. I was looking on liquor.com where I got the history of this drink, and it says 1.5 ounces white rum, 1.5 ounces pineapple juice, 1 teaspoon grenadine. 6 drops maraschino liqueur. 6 drops. Yeah.
6 drops. Sounds,
how would you do drops?
That sounds a little better.
You get a dropper, I guess.
You got a dropper.
You got to get a dropper.
I think they mean like airdrops, like on an iPhone.
Oof. What if you have a PC? What if you have Android?
Let me see. This says, it says, and for PC, fucking get your life together.
Stop.
Oh, stop.
No.
Do you guys ever?
I'm part of the Mac family. You know that.
Speaking of Mac family, do any of you two ever do a funny airdrop?
No.
Like on a plane when you blast everybody with like
yeah,
a funny thing?
I'll do like at work, I'll see who's on airdrop and I'll drop or, like I'll take a selfie and I'll smile and maybe I'll add a little text that says like working hard and then I'll see who we're sitting around the writer's room table has their airdrop on.
That you blast them.
But there's also a thing like there's, you know, on a subway, but people will like at Coachella do like you airdrop a million nudes, you know?
A million nudes?
Yeah, a million nudes. Sounds like my dream porno magazine.
You should become a Larry Flint type guy and start a magazine called A Million Nudes.
All hard copy magazine.
Each magazine boasts a million nudes. This thing is like a phone book.
Yeah. There's a million tits and balls in this one.
It comes out once a year.
A million nudes of a million dudes.
A million dudes and a million nudes. Wait, what do you mean? It goes to a million people, or someone says sends a file with a million?
Well, not a million, but like you let's say you're promoting a new sneaker or something. You go to Coachella and you airdrop a promo code to people, and everyone's like, "I got this promo code.
I got the promo for the new Jordans. Where do I pick those up?"
Yeah, pick them up around your fucking ass.
Do you have a size 4?
Size 4 shoe,
sir. You're 7 feet tall. I know. That's why I'm always falling over.
Mr. Topple.
Right this way, Mr. Topple. Oh, no. They're going to send him right next to that champagne fountain.
I'm Mr. Topple. I topple around.
Mr. Topple sounds like if someone's making a joke on like a 90s era SNL sketch. Like in early 90s, like it's the Topple family.
It could be a good sketch.
It would be very funny, and that's the type of stuff I like.
You like to laugh. It kind of makes life just a little go down a little bit easier when you can laugh.
Remember Massive Head Wound Harry?
Yeah, that was
sketch.
Good.
It's just Jim Carrey. I was going to say Jim Carrey. Dana Carvey had a massive head wound, and he goes to a party.
Yeah, and the dog's gnawing on it and stuff.
It's like there's blood coming out. And he bends over to pick something up, and his head goes in the shrimp.
Did he try on someone's hat at one point?
He's like, oh, no, you didn't have a hat. He's like, whoops, sorry. He's like, oh, just keep it.
Yeah. He thought he had a hat when he didn't. Those late 80s, early 90s, character sketches, we've talked about this before, how funny it is that they have intros because they're not sitcom parodies, but it'll be like Massive Head Wound Harry and or like Irv the Perv or Debbie Downer even. It's like, why does this person who is in a scene is at a table with friends, why did they have a catchphrase?
Right, because they weren't like sitcoms of the past.
Right.
Ooh, have you guys ever watched Married with Children?
Not really.
Way back in the day.
I just turned one on the other night. I think it's on Hulu. I think that's where I watched it. I'd never seen it before, so I went to like season 4 and picked an episode. And it was really interesting. It was funny to me. But it was it's such a weird time capsule of like when Fox started and they had The Simpsons and this show. And like the humor is very, if you remember it, kind of like cheesy, but it's funny because it's cheesy. But I don't know if it was supposed to be at the time. I'm not sure.
I remember it also just had like a really depraved aesthetic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's all the episode I saw pretty much all just takes place in the living room.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they don't really, it's obviously three multicam, but there's something so funny with the main guy. Who's the dad?
Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
Ed Bundy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Craig T. Nelson's coach. Right. He's an upstanding leader of men.
Then who plays Ed Bundy?
His name is...
Ed Asner? No.
No.
Ed
O'Neill?
Neil. Yeah. Ed O'Neill. Ed O'Neill.
But his character trait is so funny, where like he hates his wife,
yeah,
but he also complains that she won't have sex with him.
Right.
But he like can't stand the thought of having sex with her.
Yeah.
it's very weird. And the brother and sister are like very funny.
Yeah, that's the only thing from that show that stuck in my head that I just was really blew my mind as a kid was he wanted a magazine. There's a magazine he likes. It's a porn that's called Big Uns. Like UNS, and he's like, I want to look at Big Uns. And then there was something his wife overheard him, like, oh, honey, you want Big Uns? And he's like, not those Big Uns. And it's like she's like, pulls him behind the couch, like to have sex with him. And he's like, no,
my hot wife. Yeah, it's very, I'm gonna watch some more of them because they're very interesting to me.
And I like that Fox, what was that going to be?
If you want to watch the show, watch it now.
Yeah. Fox, you know, was kind of a stanky network. It started and mm-hmm. it was like, we got Bart Simpson and Married with Children, and we're not the Cosby Show. Yeah.
They had no respect for the American family, it seemed like.
But then
Jeff, were they very accurately depicting the American family?
Whoa, holding up a mirror.
Is what it was.
Well, because everything on TV had been fucking Leave It to Beaver, and then mm-hmm. along comes Ed O'Neill.
We were sick of it. We were so sick of it.
Neil,
Ed O'Neill?
Friend of the pod.
Oh.
Yeah. Was telling me that that's also a thing, like when networks have big hits, lots of times it's when the show fully aligns with like the branding of their network, and that Fox, uh-huh. like, even decades later, like House was a big hit. In like there were doctor shows and hospital shows everywhere, but the big Fox one was House because he was snarky, you know, like Fox has that built in branding, and like Family Guy and all kinds of stuff over the years. Like Fox is a little snide, a little like
cynical.
Yeah. Like my family wouldn't have watched. We would have watched like Wonderful World of Disney. And if I were watching Fox, my parents would be like, Timmy.
Damn. That's true. Because I grew up feeling like, man, I'm like a Fox kid in an ABC household.
Yeah. Ooh. I think ABC has the weirdest branding, where like all of their single cam shows look the same. And I'm like, do they have to, is there a color palette? Like if you're the DP on Grey's Anatomy, and then you're going to be the DP on Super Fun Night. Do you like, is, I feel like that you're told like this is what an ABC show looks like.
Like it has the same color palette.
I mean the TGIF, I mean, remember like Step by Step and Family Matters and Full House, like those all had the same aesthetic. I mean the same writers wrote half the theme songs, I feel like. They're so down to the main titles, they're like a pattern. Downton the Abbey.
There's something something I just learned about. In 1988, I think, when there was a writer's strike then, it was a long writer's strike. I'm sure the listener is aware that there's currently a writer's strike happening. The networks were like, oh, we got to do something without writers. And that's where Cops was born. And Cops ran for like 30 years.
That's wild.
Also, Celebrity Apprentice, too, from the 2007 strike.
Oh,
that one I didn't know of.
That's pretty wild.
Trump.
He gave us Trump, and it gave us Joe Biden.
Huh?
Right.
I guess.
In turn.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Biden in the office right now if we didn't have Trump.
Yeah, you're right.
Biden is time.
You're probably right.
Probably right.
Isn't it funny that the theme song from Cops is reggae?
I was just going to say that. It's very funny.
Yeah, that seems like they made that choice. Like, because that seems like such a slap together show. Like, the title card is just like the word Cops in white. But then to be like, okay, we got the rights to this song, Bad Boys, great, put that on. And it becomes like iconic for years and years.
And it sounds like the song is taking the point of view of the perp, of course, you know?
Yeah, like, when they come for you.
Ethnic Jamaicans, like, we're on the side of the people that the cops are coming for, not the cops.
Right, right, right.
The this ever happened to you where before you hear an actual song, you hear your friends sing the song to you?
Mm.
Well, I've had it twice. Once was, and they're both reggae songs. I think I talked about the second one, but the first one, my friend Russell Klipple was like, "You ever see Cops?" I'm like, "Nope." He's like, "It's got this great theme song. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?" So like, I then later heard the song. I was like, "That's what he was singing." But I'll sometimes think of my friend Russell's a cappella rendition. And cut to 10 years later, I'm in high school. Probably not that many years later. But I'm in freshman year of high school, and my friend Sal DeFalco puts on a fur coat in the prop closet in the drama department. And he puts on a fancy fedora hat. And for some reason, he goes, "I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million. I think he was singing because of "I had a million." He thought of a rich guy song was "I had $1 million. But then I was like, "What song is that?" He's like, "Santeria by Sublime." I'm like, "I'll look into this, man." And it became my favorite band of that era.
Isn't that funny? Because now you think of the Sal version as the original. Like when you hear a cover song.
Well, I have, when
first.
I scroll through my iTunes, I have Sal version.
You have the Sal version.
Yeah.
Well, I told you about a friend of mine. His little brother used to sing the Buddy Holly, the Weezer song. And he'd go, "Ooh, wee, ooh, I don't dress like Buddy Holly. Oh, oh, and you're Mary Tyler Molly." Oh. That's just like, it doesn't sound like they're saying Molly or a word that sounds like Molly at all in the original. But he's just like, "I like Mary Tyler Molly."
How about this weird fucking thing? My friend in high, different friend in Chris Geary in high school.
What are we, the most popular guy in school? You got friends
are,
all
these
time?
These are three dude. I haven't, none of these friends have been established before. Keep
I've
going.
Never heard of these guys.
Sal's a big one. Russ was a very good friend, but early on. Chris Geary's more of an acquaintance, but I'll be generous on the pod and call him my friend. Mm. But here's an odd thing. In high school, he was singing Come on, Eileen. And he's singing it. It's like baseball practice. And he goes, "Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Come on, Eileen. Yeah, you know what I..." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And he's like, "Yeah, don't drink, don't smoke." What? And I was like, "I've never heard that part of the song." Cut to, I'm watching TV later that month, and I see a compilation CD of pure 80s, and it goes, "Goody, goody, 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 two shoes, don't drink, don't smoke, what do you do?" And then the next song, hard cut to, "Come on, Eileen." So this guy thought those two songs were the one song?
He must not have been looking at the visual transition.
He wasn't looking that. I asked him, I said, "Were you looking at the visual transition?"
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He hasn't gotten back to me on that.
Oh,
he said, "Tim, can I get back to you on that?" I said, "Yeah, but I'm going to talk about it on a podcast in 20 years.
It's funny when you make a mixtape for yourself or a CD, and then you get used to the transitions between like your homemade album, and
yeah,
then you hear
those
songs like in the context of their original album. I'm like, "What? No, that's supposed to go into the sweater song."
Yeah, I had that big time.
I'm with you.
But I also, you mentioned sweater song. Blue Album is one where, come on, you know those transitions. Bernadette.
Gotta get that guitar tuned, Rivers.
Oh.
All right. What would you change about the drink?
Well, I'm going to use some Roses grenadine so I get a little color in my drink for once.
And I would pull back on the maraschino liqueur.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that teaspoon and six drops method.
Ooh.
How about that?
I love that. As we go out on the break here, I'll show you the album cover of the Elvis album I was talking about. So he's floating around in space there.
That's so funny.
Wow, they really, even in huge letters, via satellite.
Elvis, aloha from Hawaii via satellite. And, you know, I put the first disc on, the first side. Sounds great. It's that warm tone, man.
You probably get some nice crackles and pops too, huh?
Well, not too much because this is for a used record store, this had some quality merch.
Crackles nice. And pops. Crackles and pops. Hey, crackles everybody, pops. It's got crackles and pops.
I spilled on the floor, better grab all your mops.
Hey, that could be a good move in the pod. Imagine this. You're listening to your favorite podcast, but all the while, there's a bed of warm analog crackles and pops.
Well, I've suggested we do an episode like we're sitting on a front porch and we hear, like in the summertime, you hear some crickets and stuff happening, some cars going by.
Tell you what, Mike, first episode of the summer, we'll do that.
Oh, that's nice.
At least for the intro or the outro.
Hear a sprinkler going off. Get the hell off my lawn, you kid.
Oh, one of these that goes.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, you take me right back.
Pretty good.
You take me right back. All right,
folks, we're going to go make these drinks. You open up your wallets and open up your ears and listen to these ads. Carefully selected for each and every one of you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We're back, round two. Mary Pickford, check it out.
On the rocks, Jefferson
had to do it to him.
He knew he was gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Had to do it to him.
What'd you guys do?
I switched to Rose's Grenadine, so I have a nice pink dream, and I scaled back the Maraschino from 7.5 to 5. I did it using I took out the teaspoons and found the little 2.5er so I could nail that. And it's delicious and it's great. It never ceases to amaze me how frothy and foamy pineapple juice gets when you...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is viscous.
We learned that with the Singapore sling was very froth.
Yeah, very froth. Hey, one of these days we got to do the chickpeas, you know, instead of
Egg
white, they use chickpea guts, chickpea juice.
The stuff from the can. The slicky stuff.
The stuff from the can. The slick. Oh. The slime. The slick slime. You don't like the slime?
I don't like the slick slime.
Yeah, well, what do you think of this?
What is that? What am I looking at?
Oh, it's a little surfer in Maine.
So, rather, it's not a snow
globe.
It's
like a snow globe, but there's no snow, and it's a little surfer in Maine.
It's a surf globe.
Those are fun. The surfer is standing straight up. He's got a little balancing ball at the top of his head.
Yeah.
That's fun. Because when I think surfing, I think of Maine.
I know. Freezing cold and rocky shores.
People in full body suits.
Lobster land. Maybe I'll go to Maine. Maybe I'll go to Maine this summer.
Ooh, get me a lobster, Tim.
Stop.
I had a funny thought. Not funny, ha ha.
I have them all the time. I'm a comedy writer.
Well, this is more funny, funny peculiar, funny insightful.
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah. We've covered so many drinks that are like silver screen inspired, have we not?
Oh, sure. Okay.
The Godfather, the
French Connect,
Shirley Temple, the French Connect, the Mary Pickford. We don't have them anymore. The movies don't have the impact on the world of drinks.
What about that Batman one that was basically the Calpe Cordial?
Okay, yeah, there's the... don't forget the... So wait, what was that called?
The Batman drink.
Yeah,
the Batman.
They had a funny name. And there was also the T-Rex. Remember?
And these were at MacGuffin's Bar at...
Yeah, those are shitty.
AMC Cinemas.
But I envision a world where the stars of today inspire drinks. Stars like PewDiePie and Mr. Beast.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
PewDiePie with a drink. Oh,
bartender. Hey, what'll it be? Oh, I'll have a Mia Khalifa, please.
Would you wrap this show up, Jeff?
Wait.
No.
Before we wrap the show up, I Googled Mary Pickford, and I was thinking...
I Googled Mary Pickford, yes.
I Googled Mary Pickford, and this is what I found. I was thinking, you know, it's easy to talk about an old-timey lady and just say, hey, this is an old star. But I was thinking, we live in L.A., or at least me and Jeff do. Mike, mm-hmm. You formerly did. And I was like, what's this lady's whole deal to put it in a modern context? And I found some interesting fun facts you're going to like. Ready?
Mm. Mm-hmm. This is nice.
And then as you rattle them off, Mike, you and I will be thinking of what's the modern-day analog for Mary Pickford.
Okay. Yeah. Well, first I wanted to say that I looked at her house, Pickfair, where she lived with Douglas Fairbanks. I wanted to see where it was. It's in Beverly Hills, and it sits right behind the Beverly Hills Hotel, which you may know as where Lorne Michaels once met with Good Neighbor.
Yeah. Sure.
They sat in a booth, and they had drinks with Lorne Michaels. Now, next, I Googled around in the Google image search. I found a picture of Mary Pickford at the Los Angeles Breakfast Club in Los Feliz, California, in 1933. Los Feliz is where I eat my breakfast every day, mm-hmm. M-Drive.
Yes, yes. Wait, Tim, what's that diner now? Is it something cool that we know?
It's not it's a club. It's like these people are standing outside posing for the camera, but they're like a breakfast club.
Hmm. I don't know. Oh, what the that Breakfast means. Club. Interesting.
She's like holding a trophy.
Judd
like
Nelson.
So there's like one is a jock and one is a.
Stop. Stop. No, that's a Chicago thing.
I love it.
And then I also noticed the last thing I saw was that her tomb, she has been laid to rest in a beautiful tomb at Forest Lawn Cemetery, which you can see every morning from my commute to Digman. I roll down Los Feliz Boulevard and I look out over Glendale and I see Forest Lawn Cemetery. So
this sounds like less of a rundown of facts about Mary Pickford, more of a let's see what Tim's up to type.
What kind of just pod making a pod related?
Yeah, this is Jeff. This is why I say end the episodes. What are we doing?
Hold on, I'm doing a little bit of research here.
Oh, for crying
Mary
out
Pickford,
loud.
No matches found on MrSkin.com. That's interesting.
You're an absolute nasty boy, and you're growing up to be a nasty man.
Yeah, well, that would be a good through line for this whole series is Jeff is a nasty boy, we all know, but we're trying to change his ways before he grows into a nasty man.
It's not just me who's going to be a nasty man.
A long enough timeline, any nasty boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Hold on, let me just order, I'm going to grow up some dinner, liver and onions.
He's a nasty boy.
And me, I'm turning into a nasty boy over here because I'm sweating so much. That's why I want this to end because turn my AC on. I'm turning my AC on now.
Don't forget other
You're notable. Too much, Jeff. You put me through too much here.
You put this man through hell.
I just want to say the other notable nasty boys are the Trickster.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Slender Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who else has come up as a
Memory Man?
Memory Man,
well,
probably.
Memory Man can fly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not so much a nasty boy or that. He can fly.
He's a flying man.
Flight Man!
That's our show. Follow us on social media.
Wait, we didn't review the drink.
Oh, my God.
We love it.
These Pickfords have gotten on top.
I love
of
it. I mean, I love it. I didn't have anything else to say.
I love it. I'm ordering it again.
Here's the thing.
Making it again.
Do it with the tablespoon of grenadine and the six drops of the the Luxardo, because this is a balanced drink.
Yeah.
The one I did before,
unbalanced.
It was half fucking pineapple juice, and all I can taste is cherry sticks.
So wait, how much pineapple? It's still half and half with the rum and pineapple, though?
Yeah, half and half with the rum and pineapple.
But yeah, cherry sticks take over a drink, folks. Go easy on the maraschino. What the fuck is the IBA thinking? We have to take this organization down. We have to infiltrate. That's the Sloppy Boys movie. We infiltrate the International Bartenders Association and take them down from within.
From within, I love it.
One by one, we convert them into nasty boys. So we do. In that case, we do like nasty boys. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and that's good because it will cut to like the head of the IBA, who's like a villain. And then she thinks she's talking to somebody she can trust. And then she turns around and he's a nasty boy.
Hi, you mean to tell me I've been talking to a nasty boy? Correction, a nasty man.
Wait a second. I was talking to you thinking you were a nice guy, but then I saw you have a subscription to Mad Magazine. Nasty boy.
And a nasty small boy. Packet of liverwurst.
Yes, and you collect Garbage Pail Kids trading cards.
Wait a minute. What's this? What's your favorite movie? I'm reading on your bio. Your favorite movie is The Toxic Avenger?
Oh.
No.
Ah, you're a nasty man.
It's like you're not even that objectionable. It's still just you're a nasty.
It's just like man. I'm dismayed.
I can't believe the boy I was talking to was a nasty man.
A nasty man in my employ.
Ooh, my employ, the boss's dog.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys. And then go to patreon.com and get that blowout. You're going to want to be on the blowout. You're going to want to hear the good show that we care about. We put a lot of work in.
You know what's so cool? This week on the blow, it felt like spring had finally sprung because we talked about that movie Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
Jeff, I like the way you just did That's Our Show. You went down the scale of notes. You said, That's Our Show. Usually say, That's Our Show.
Yeah. You know, give them something new.
Yeah.
Did you like take out sheet music and recompose those notes for this?
Yeah, I
episode?
Took the notes down. There's like 3/4 notes. Ding, ding, ding. And I just went down instead of up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sounds like College Night by the Sloppy Boys. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding,
ding. Ding, 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 ding. We're all off.
We suck.
Yeah. Martin Munich, that's
a good. Watch it. That's a good melody.
Wait, no, but what are the schools? Harvard,
Dartmouth,
Berkeley,
Gonzaga, SUNY, Barnard, Barden, Harvey Mudd.
Harvey Mudd. And what about RISD? Okay.
All right.
And also RISD.
Do we play College Night at the end?
Yes, folks, listen to our discography. We're wonderful musicians. You know, it's kind of actually kind of cool.
All right, we're going to leave you with this. College Night off of album 2, Dancing on
Wait,
the Wind.
Have we played College Night before? I think, did we play it in the Borg episode sort of recently?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Here, I'll give you a better one. Mary Pickford, High Society Lady, let's play Little Miss Socialite.
There you go.
That's a good one, Little Miss Socialite. I like that one.
Great.
Bye, folks.
Oh, yeah. Studied at the finest schools and you summered by the fly schools, but you acquired everything, Little Miss Socialite. Oh yeah, daddy's compounds and old St. Bart's, and your mama's condo's got nouveau art. But have you even considered this? Take us with you. Take us with you. Take us with you. Please, Little Miss Socialite. I wasn't there, no Jeff or Mike either. Did you really think we wouldn't want to be there? What? Oh yeah, watch some films at a fest in Cannes. We'd have gladly driven out in our van if you'd fandangled us 3 tickets. Take us with you. Take us with you. When you go to Aspen or Stowe, you
got to, at the very least, put us on a Amtrak. Plus, we heard your education really paid off. You got your own nonprofit with its own ride.